So you originally had said you wanted a Rolling Stones song. She's a Rainbow, right?
Yeah, that's what we're
in. And I'm like, I like that song. That's a good song. But I really like this song. You know why?
The Rainbow Has a Beard.
Because the Rainbow has a beard.
There you go.
This song is called She Walks Like a Bearded Rainbow. It's, you know, an acronym.
Well, then the acronym's wrong on our system because it goes BLR.
You know, that's probably because I wrote it in and
No wonder I couldn't find it the first time and I had to just type in cream.
Yeah, that's kind of how it goes.
It worked. It worked. Don't worry about it.
Eric Clapton, ladies and gentlemen. Eric Clapton, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to relay to everybody just a little quick tangent for you.
And this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Before Brian goes on his tangent, we're going to let everybody know what they're listening to.
Call us at 844-967-2789.
Yes.
I was in the having a procedure done today, or kind of pictures taken of me. It doesn't matter. Point is I'm sitting in the waiting room, and these two old white guys, we'll call them Waldorf and Stadler, for they're just trying to explain. One was trying to explain to the other, how when you press one button on the TV or on the TV remote, it turns on all the system, and how if one is on and one is off, it turns the other one on and the other one on. Off, and vice versa, and
that was your entertainment for while you were sitting in the waiting room.
The it wasn't just the lack of understanding that was amazing, because I still don't understand how you can't understand this concept. But two, it was the willful, complete lack of understanding. Like the guy kept on saying, like, after, okay, this is a button. All right, you lost me. Okay, I'm just telling you, but it's a button. How did I lose you in that part? You have two devices. I'm lost already. And it was amazing the level at which the person got lost. I realized that although these gentlemen are up there in age, let's say, we're still all doomed because of that. And just to bring it full circle, and we Brian started off the show talking.
Yeah, Brian has yet to support my idea that more septuagenarians need to retire and enjoy retirement rather than be in control of everything.
Because I know one who taught me how to do everything. That's why.
Maybe it's anecdotal.
The only reason I know how to run all the things I do on this station is because of a septuagenarian.
Ron can stay.
Septuagenarian at this point, but you know, it doesn't matter. The point is he's an older guy and he knows what's going on.
All right, let's see what Dick from Madison's got to say on the topic. Dick, how are you doing today?
Good, guys. That wasn't me in the waiting room.
I know, I would have said hi.
Did I just hear in the last national news broadcast that OJ is getting out of prison?
I thought he was.
I thought OJ was out of prison.
Yeah.
I thought he was golfing already. He has a Twitter handle.
Really? I thought I just heard that he was on the last broadcast. And if that was the case, well, if he is out, either way, here'd be a Saturday Night Live skit, but it'd be too far to, you know, close to being true. Trump's probably, you know, chomping at the bit to get him down to Mar-a-Lago to golf and suggest that maybe he should take up residence in Georgia and run for lieutenant governor with Herschel Walker. Then you could have two totally unqualified former football players running for state office. I could actually see Trump doing that.
You know what? That's the most intelligent thing I've heard you put together that maybe it came out of Trump's head. That's amazing. Not that you don't put together things. I'm saying Trump. I'm thinking that might be the most cogent thought I've ever seen put together that maybe have come out of Trump.
Allegedly.
Yeah, probably. No, I thought I just heard that. You're probably right. He probably has been out for several years.
Well, I know because they made a big deal out of him having a Twitter
Nixon
account.
Resigned, for crying out loud, you know.
Apparently, he's not a crook though. So we'll wait till the evidence comes in to figure it out.
Yeah, the jury's still out on that one, right?
There you go.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Dick. We appreciate you calling us here on Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm pretty sure OJ's been released already for a little while, but
The damn real killers either way are still on the loose.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, Brian, we got one last story that we're going to try to get to here, filling in this last segment. Unless you give us a call, 844-967-2789. But you know who's not having, or maybe they are having, I can't really tell, maybe some communication disruptions. But we got an article over Patrick Marley at the Journal Sentinel saying Gableman touts Clayfish's run for governor, asks asks for support in keeping his election review going. So, Brian, over the weekend, the former Supreme Court Justice... What? Go ahead.
No, keep giving... Maybe okay. You'll fill me in on the question that is just jumping out at me.
Yeah, so Michael Gableman talked up his review of the 2020 election at a Republican event over the weekend, telling the crowd he wouldn't back down from Democrats and tipping his hand about preferences in GOP primaries. The former state Supreme Court Justice at times has tried to portray himself as impartial and at other times sought to stir up the Republican base. He's on deck to speak at another Republican event later this month.
See, this is the type of stuff that makes me think that Patrick Marley is fake media.
Well, I think
you can't print that and be serious. You can't say that he's...
Well, he's Patrick Marley simply reporting the fact that Gableman contends it's impartial, but you know, all right, I'm going to give Marley the benefit of the doubt. He's just trying.
I know
to
it's
get
not
the
Marley. I'm more just I'm making the joke. That's
yes.
What I
but during an appearance,
I'm being facetious, ladies and gentlemen.
That's Brian Kelly for you, everyone. So during the appearance on Sunday in Beloit, Gableman appeared alongside former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and touted her bid for governor. That could put him in an awkward position if Marine veteran Kevin Nicholson decides to run for governor because Gableman serves on the advisory board for Nicholson's political organization, the No Better Friend Corporation. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. No Better Friend. So I wonder how Nicholson feels about him, Gableman, being at the Clayfish event over the weekend and touting her bid, because it sounds like Nicholson might need to go find a new friend. Because if Gableman's supporting her campaign for governor rather than if he jumps in, it could lead to a little miscommunication and some problems in the primary for the GOP nomination for governor next year.
I mean, with friends like these, I mean, wait, you can choose your friends, right? You actually chose to have these people as your friends?
These people have chosen each other. Yes. Robin Voss selected Gableman to run this whole partisan review, which, reminder for everybody in the listening audience.
No, it's a nonpartisan review. That's the thing, right? It's a total nonpartisan review. That's why he's also going to appear at Democrat rallies when they...
I don't think so. I think he's exclusively going to be at these Republican events, you know, touting Republican candidates. So I think the cat's out of the bag on that one. I don't think we can call this an
impartial
review.
Seems like it's a partisan jackass review put together by a bunch of jackasses who just have partisan intentions and just want to interfere with the elections. That's why you're appearing at an election event for a candidate who's running in the current election. And aren't you investigating the election? It's almost like... I don't know, Governor, Secretary of State, then Brian Kemp, overseeing his own election as governor. And funny, there were some voters that were thrown off the rolls just weeks beforehand. Oh, crazy how that works out like that.
It's weird, that Republican playbook edit here in Wisconsin. This has been another show of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're all set for the day, but you can stay tuned for the Devil's Advocates coming up next right here on Devil Radio 92.7 FM. And we will see you all tomorrow, 2 p.m. Tune in then. So